Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. This is the final episode, episode 10 of series 46 of your daily walking podcast, inviting you away from your desk to step away from your emails, your screens, the stress and anxiety of the work morning, to let your brain work on stuff in the background while you take a little stroll for just 10 minutes. This series we've been talking about slow productivity, and fittingly for the last episode of the series, this episode, episode 10, is on the subject of stopping. Welcome to Walk the Pod. So, slow productivity is one thing, but stopping, is that not taking things a bit too far and actually not doing the work at all? Well, I don't mean stopping the work. I don't mean not doing the work, not creating the creative things. What I mean is, if we take from Cal Newport's book, Slow Productivity, the central message, that it's not about getting it right every time. It's about the things we return to over and over again. Something which we've covered in many other topics on Walk the Pod, the recommitment to people and things and what it means to do that continually. Not continuously, but continually. Because continuously is never taking a break, and continually is returning to something over and over again. And that is the key from my perspective, not to do things perfectly, not to create the most wonderful thing ever, but to continue trying to make good stuff in the areas that we're interested in. And key to coming back and revisiting something over and over again, central to recommitting to people and things over and over again, is stopping. I found something this morning in a random place on the interwebs, which is Cal Newport again talking about his mantra for stopping work. One of the things that's caused me issues over the last few years is the working from home thing means that my laptop's open in my house. And that means that finishing work for the day when I'm working from home can be a bit of a non-entity. I don't leave the office. I don't leave my place of work. I simply walk away from my desk. I'm still in the same building as my desk, and my laptop is still open, and I could revisit it and just pop back on to see what's happened, as I do, being an opportunity-seeking prospector, if you're Myers-Briggs types. And consequently, there's no closure to the day. So what I want to talk about as we finish this series for this final episode is a mantra of stopping. As a robin sings from just overhead. Can't actually see it, but I can hear it. Pretty sure it's a robin. So what Cal Newport used to do as a computer programmer, and apologies for this being rather computer programmer sort of language, but you can insert your own choice of words, is he used to have a mantra for the end of the day where he would check up on a few final things, tie up loose ends, have a look at his diary for the next day perhaps, or the next week, and then he would say out loud to nobody in particular something like, completed schedule, stop. Now, that's an absolutely mad thing to say, if you ask me. It does make you sound like you are a machine, and I'm not a machine. I don't know about you. So Cal Newport's chosen his own combination of words there, but I could create a mantra which was a bit more whimsical, to be a more authentic version for me, where I could say, that's the end, thank you very much, computer, good night. Or whatever, it doesn't matter what your choice of words is. But the point is, if you get into the habit of saying it and then you close the computer or you log off the desktop computer or you close the door to your work from home office, then every time your brain sparks up with, oh, but what about, or, oh, we didn't, or, oh, I wonder whether that person's replied, you have a quiet word with yourself and just say, we closed the work day for the day. We said, thank you very much for all of your help today, computer, goodbye, or whatever your mantra is. And reminding yourself that you've said that and therefore the work day is done could create for you a completely different type of evening, a completely different type of weekend, a completely different type of annual leave time, where you just have this way of having a quiet word with yourself every time your brain sparks up a work thought to say, we're not at work anymore. We might be in the same room because we work from home now, but as the equipment, but we're not at work anymore. Maybe that could be a good mantra. I am not at work anymore. Or I am finishing work for the day. Or that's enough, thank you very much. I'm sure I'm going to think of something absolutely ludicrous because that is my way. You can think of something sensible or ludicrous or faintly silly, or you can swear at your computer as you turn it off if you feel so moved to do so. It is entirely up to you. But stopping and having a boundaried stopping procedure is what is going to allow you to come back to your work fresh and with new juice for it the next time. There are a couple of robins sat on a fence post over there who are flying along in total tandem. They're basically flying around together. They just landed on a fence post simultaneously right next to each other. I've never seen that before. They are the resident robins of the park, and the universe making an intervention into my day, because that's what robins do. I don't know whether you know that. Robins just pop up as a way of the universe saying, now, don't forget to do all of the things that you've been thinking about. And this robin is just reminding me that I need to have a good system for stopping at the end of the work day. And if you don't work, if you're retired, or if you're a student, or, and I'm saying if you don't work, if you're a student, you do work. But if you don't officially work, but you make stuff, you're a creative person, or you are not doing a salaried job, or you're a freelancer, or you're unemployed, or any of those things, there's no reason why you can't still have an end to looking for work, hustling, doing things which require an enormous amount of your input in the community, which you know, you need respite from. People with caring responsibilities have a much harder time of it because there is no stopping when you've got a small baby or a person who is dependent on you, or people who are dependent on you. And that's incredibly tough. If you're in the privileged position of being able to close a laptop and say goodbye to your work for the day, I think the most respectful thing you can do for people who don't is to do that. Your thoughts on this welcome, although we don't have any more episodes to put your thoughts in, but I will share the thoughts that have come in on the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club Discord server. And speaking of those legends, I would like to spend a moment just thanking them for supporting Walk the Pod, because without them, I would not have a mandate to make this show. I would not be making it, and it would not exist. So thank you from the bottom of my heart to the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club. Nige in Northern Spain, Rob in New Zealand, Marcel in the Netherlands, and thank you to Rob and Marcel for your input into this series, particularly in the UK, Catherine in Ealing, Nick in Worcester, Jim in Manchester, Hannah, Sam and Katie in Southwest London, Helen in Crystal Palace, John in Muswell Hill, Mum in Malvern, Laura on the Bedsbucks border, Hillary from Trundle, and of course, Rear Admiral Tim in the People's Republic of Croydon. I would like to thank everybody who supports on the quiet tier, everybody who supports via Substack, everybody who has bought me a coffee via buymeacoffee.com/Rachel Wheely, everybody who has supported the show, this series. It has been so interesting to have an opportunity to think about something like slow productivity for 2 weeks. Well, longer if you include all the thinking before we started. I will continue to think about it. And I'm really interested to see what we're going to talk about next. I'll be putting a little poll out to the members of the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club before too long. And I would value your input into our topic for next series, series 47. I'll also let the members of the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club know when that's going to start. I haven't entirely decided yet. And as I said yesterday, I feel a bigger pause between series would be beneficial, because what I've learned this series is it's not necessary to keep churning stuff out absolutely relentlessly. Rests and pauses are important, and the important thing is to keep returning to make more stuff. I have infinite juice for Walk the Pod, so never fear, dear friends, it's not going anywhere, but I am going to make bigger gaps between series just to rest, recuperate, and do some more noodling. I hope you have a lovely day today. I hope your walking goes really well in the break between series. I look forward to talking to some of you on the Walk the Pod Discord server. We also have a Facebook group. And everything you might possibly want Walk the Pod-wise is on walkthepod.com. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves, and each other, and I'll be back very soon.